Morris wore a checkered black and gold cloak over black armour inlaid with gold scrollwork. On his shield was a bloody spear his father had chosen as the sigil of their new-made house. But he did not seem to know what to do with the shield as he urged his horse forward, and Sir Balin's point struck the blazoned square. Morris dropped his lance, fought for balance, and lost. One foot caught in a stirrup as he fell, and the runaway charger dragged the youth to the end of the lists, head bouncing against the ground. Joff hooted derision. Sansa was appalled, wondering if the guards had heard her vengeful prayer. But when they disentangled Morris Slint from his horse, they found him bloodied but alive.
"Tommen, we picked the wrong foe for you," the king told his brother. "The Straw Knight jousts better than that one."
Next came Sir Horace Redwine's turn. He fared better than his twin, vanquishing an elderly knight whose mount was bedecked with silver griffins against the striped blue and white field. Splendid as he looked, the old man made a poor contest of it. Joffrey curled his lip.
"This is a feeble show."
"I warned you," said the hound.
"Gnats."
The king was growing bored. It made Sansa anxious. She lowered her eyes and resolved to keep quiet no matter what. When Joffrey Baratheon's mood darkened, any chance word might set off one of his rages.